Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Postmates.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Breaking overnight, CNN is reporting that Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller was authorized by the Justice Department to investigate Paul Manafort for collusion with the Russian government. The revelations are part of a memo in a broader court filing from Mueller's prosecutors that offers a defense of their investigative powers and indictment so far. In the memo, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein told Mueller he should investigate allegations of Manafort colluding with Russian government officials to interfere in the 2016 election.
Meanwhile, new narrative in town. The New York Times is calling it the Trump slump. The Standard & Poor's 500 stock index sunk 2.2% Monday, leaving stocks down more than 4% so far in 2018, according to the Times. The S&P is down more than 10% from its peak in January. Consider this. Since Gary Cohn quit and President Donald Trump announced his plan to institute a new round of tariffs, the S&P 500 is down roughly 5%. Why are investors spooked? The FT says traders' anxieties are up after the president tweeted against Amazon and on trade policies. Amazon shares are down 5.2% after Trump's swipe. Trump bragged when the market was sharply up. He hasn't really addressed it since the nosedive.
In Washington, the big question continues to be, how long will Scott Pruitt last? There are a bunch of stories this AM, including one by The Atlantic on how Pruitt bypassed the White House to give big raises to favorite aides after the White House declined to approve the raises. The Washington Post is up with a new story on how the EPA explored leasing a private jet for Pruitt's travels last year. And the New York Times has a piece up on how the lobbyists who rented Pruitt his $50 a day condo got a project approved for one of their clients. Meanwhile, Eliana Johnson, Alex Guillen, and Andrew Restuccia report that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has weighed firing Pruitt, according to a senior administration official.
White House Correspondent Association Awards are in. The New York Times' Maggie Haberman won the Aldo Beckman Award. The Merriman Smith Award for Broadcast Journalism went to Evan Perez, Jim Sciutto, Jake Tapper, and Carl Bernstein. The Merriman Smith Award for Print went to Josh Dossie for his work at Politico. He's now at the Washington Post. The Edgar A. Poe Award went to Reuters for its work on tasers. Honorable mentions went to CBS News' Nora O'Donnell for a report on sexual assault in the military. And Politico got an honorable mention for its report on Tom Price's jet travel. Still no word if President Trump will attend the White House Correspondents Association dinner later this month.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that immigration judges have been given new quotas from the Trump administration as they try to speed up deportations. Meanwhile, Connecticut Democrat Elizabeth Esty announced she won't seek re-election after mishandling harassment allegations.
Jeff Goldberg, editor of The Atlantic, has the top talker this morning. He sat down with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. One thing that's getting a lot of buzz from his conversation, Goldberg asked whether MBS believes the Jewish people have a right to a nation state in at least part of their ancestral homeland. MBS said, "I believe that each people anywhere has a right to live in their peaceful nation. I believe the Palestinians and the Israelis have the right to their own land, but we have to have a peace agreement to assure the stability for everyone to have normal relations."
Today, the president is meeting and holding a working lunch with the Baltic states' heads of government. Trump will also hold a joint press conference with them at 1:35 p.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.